Kof Tes Adar, Monday the 27th of March, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan. When can a cotton be motzi a godo?
Good morning, Moira Goroboisai. As you are aware, I normally come with handouts, I normally bring out notes, but unfortunately, I had the break-in into my car last night. I'm pleased that you're helping me. I'm still going through the crisis. He took my laptop and all my private and all my material. It's backed up on the computer at home, but there's a lot of personal stuff there. So I just want to say that I'm so machshiv this audience. I never come without the handouts, so we can make it easier. So if you can bear with this time. Thank you. Just my laptop. I just want to say an amazing Ashgocha, because first of all, the laptop was in the bag, and it was concealed quite well. I've sometimes, occasionally, mistaken. I've even left my case outside my car by accident the whole night, and even in Gateshead, where it's not the safest area, I've by accident left the car open. I've never had a break-in. I went into a relatively posh chasna last night,
right?
Yeah, one of the Hiltons, and I parked in the car park.
Yes.
And it was the last place that I thought there'd be a break-in. I was mesmerized. I couldn't believe it. They smashed the passenger window, and they took my laptop. So my mechila that I haven't got the handout. But Be'ezras Hashem, we'll go through the sources. We'll start off the following shaila. It's always good to introduce it with a question, and then we'll go through the material. We have a klal in brochas that in brocha rishoina. And if I don't know if I made a shahakol on water, or I can't remember if I made hamoitzi, what is the halacha, Rabbi Isai? Sofek sabal, yeah? If in doubt, leave it out. Fingers spoken, yeah? Since brocha rishoina is midrabonon, therefore we go after the klal. Sofek brochas la, okay? If in doubt, leave it out. And you're not allowed to be machmir. You're not allowed to be machmir, because since making a brocha levatola is a shaila of an isu, be it, it's a machlek, it's Rambam and Tosfos, whether it's Doraisa or Midrabanan, Rambam seems to hold that if you make a brocha levatola, fascinating, even though you are blessing Hashem, you're saying, Baruch atah Hashem, Elikeinu melech ha'olam, yeah, shehakol niyam b'dvaris. So although you've made a brocha, but in the end of the day, you're praising Hashem. The Rambam holds that is loisisa, that is a brocha, that is an isul min atayr. Fascinating. All the achronim go, how can it be an isul min atayr if I'm in the end of the day I'm blessing Hashem? It's true, Chazal will not mechayev me. But Chazal now took that nusach and they say, if you use that nusach which we gave you, not when mechayev, it's a brocha levatol. So that is why we say sofek brochas lahakil. However, when Rabbi Sai, do we say, Sofek, if you are in doubt whether you make a brocha, you have to repeat the brocha. When is that, Rabbi Sai? One mitzvah, Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon plus another condition in Birkas Hamazon, if you ate to your satisfaction. If you ate Kadei Sviya, and therefore you're now Mechuyav Minatoy. Therefore, now what? Now you have got a Sofek Doraisa in front of you, Sofek Doraisa Lahachmi. So Rabbi Yisai, if Sofek Doraisa Lahachmi, I have to bench again, why don't you say the other way around? Sofek Doraisa Lachumra, and therefore don't make a Sofek Brocha Levatala. Right? Why are you going and saying, since you got a Sofek Doraisa, now bench again, but Alatzada I bench, I'm going to make a Brocha Levatala. That's a Sofek. Say if you hold Brocha Levatala is Mijabanon. It's very good. Yeah, that is one of the, some of the Rishonim bring a proof from that Brocha Levatala is Midrabanan. But if you hold this Doraisa, yeah, then why, how can you make a Brocha? Why don't you go Lechumra that way around? And whenever we have a suffix which way when we say, again, if in doubt, leave it out. Shave out, I say, Adif, I've got a shaila here. The suffix d'oraisa tells me to bench again, but the suffix d'oraisa tells me don't bench because you're going to do a bracha d'matana. Shave out, I say, don't do anything. So the answer is as we said, a bracha d'matana, since Chazal took that nusach, yeah, and they say, you are not allowed to use it unless we give you permission to use that nusach. Right? Therefore, now that you're in a suffix d'oraisa, we allow you to do. Even if Kav Shemayim you did bench, it's not going to be a bracha d'matana. Because since you don't know whether you bench, we allow you, we now give permissibility for this nusach to be used. Anyway, so that's the halacha. The all brachas, apart from Birkas HaMazon, if you are in doubt, if you made the bracha, you do not make the bracha again. However, some people, and it's correct, are uncomfortable. Yeah? I've done that a couple of times myself. Yeah? That she's just uncomfortable. Maybe I'm eating without a bracha, and therefore, I don't know if the Yetzer Hara, but it's just an uncomfortable thing to eat without a bracha. Maybe I didn't make a bracha, and therefore, you know, I'll just risk it. So I've got a suggestion. Yeah. So for that we have a solution. That the poskim say you're allowed to do the following. Let's say you're having your coffee, and you can't remember if you make a bracha, and you're uncomfortable. You can't go and make another bracha, right? Because something bracha sokim. But what you can do is you can go outside. So you've got shinui mokim. You can go outside and then come back again, right? Although normally you're not allowed to do that. Why are you not normally allowed? If you're in the middle of drinking coffee, you're not allowed to, for no reason, go outside and come back in. Why? Because you are forcing yourself to make another bracha when you come back, right? You're talking about you're drinking coffee by yourself. You're not drinking amongst chaverim. You're forcing yourself to make a bracha sheina tzricha, not a bracha levatola. You are making yourself make another bracha. However, here, since you are in a sofek, you are allowed to make a bracha sheina tzricha. Since you don't know whether you benched, you're allowed to. So that's one eitzah. This person doesn't have that eitzah. Let's say he's eating bread. And he's already eaten the kazais. He hasn't got that eight of going out. So, but he's uncomfortable on Shabbos to have the whole meal. Yeah? To have the whole meal. And he doesn't even know if he made that moitzi or not. So, can he get... So he can get somebody else to be moitzi him. Can he get a child to be moitzi him with Birkas HaMoitzi? Can he get a child who's also chayev in brachas? He says, listen, my chiyuv is drabon. And that's why I'm not allowed to make the bracha again. So just make the bracha and be moitzi me. Okay, that's our shaila. And similarly, Rabbi Isai, let's just speak something very nagel. I said, there's another sofek, big machlekes, and we take on another bracha apart from Birkas HaMazon is min ha-tayr. And what's that? Birkas ha-tayr. Yeah, Rambam seems to miss out in Sefer Mitzvahs. Birkas HaTayr, but the Ramban says it's a mitzvah min HaTayr to make, and the Pashas of the Gemara learns it from Kishem Hashem Ekra, Abu Goydel Elikenu. The Pashas of the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim Birkas HaTayr. The Gemara says Birkas HaTayr min HaTayr min Alan. Yeah? So therefore, the Poiskim hold, the Shagasari and the Mishnabur, that Birkas HaTayr is min HaTayr. Therefore, if you are in a Sofek, this is what you should do. Yeah? Some say, do Birkas HaTayr again. Some say though, however, you don't need to say all three brachas. You just say Asher Bochar Bono. Because min HaTayr, all you need is one of the brachas. Therefore, you say Asher Bochar Bono, which is Bechirata, which is the choicest of all the three brachas. Lemaisa, that's not what we do. That's not what we do. Why do we not do that? Although we paskin that Birkas HaTayr is min HaTayr, if you've got a sofek, if you don't know, you rely on Av or Abba. You rely on Abba Rabba or Abba Sailom, depending on your nusach, and making sure that straight after davening, without speaking, what do you have to do?
Learn.
You have to learn straight away. When you've been yoitzer with Abba Rabba, you will only patter your Birkas HaTayr. Yeah? If you spoke. Now, it's interesting that the whole of davening is not considered a hefsik. Yeah? But you have to learn straight after davening, before you say, before you shmooze. You say, you can just pick up, just say a posuk in the Torah, you bring it to you. Right? Even if you say a posuk, if you say Torah Shebichtav, even if you don't understand it, if you say Torah Shebichtav, you can be yotze. So that's...
Sorry.
No, you're not yotze. It's machlekes, but the short... is that you're not yotze b'shma Yisrael with a shma afterwards, and the reason is it's not said l'shem Talmud Torah. It's being said l'shem the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and that's why you cannot be yotze. So therefore, we've got this guy. He cannot remember whether he said Birkas HaTorah or not, or he stayed up all night and he's missed. He's fed that Shabbos night, and he's missed the guy who says, he's missed the person who said brochas, Birkas HaTorah for everybody, for Moitzi, everybody. Yeah? So now, he says, well, myself, I'm not going to make a brocha, so, and I can't find somebody else to make a brocha, because myself, I can rely on Abba Rabba. But you know what? There's a child here. Let's ask the child to be Moitzi me in Birkas HaTorah. Right? Now, you'll say, Avada Chiyuv Min HaTorah, a child cannot be Moitzi a Godol Chiyuv Min HaTorah. Why? Because the Godol is only Midrabonon, and the Godol is Min HaTorah. So on that you say, don't worry, Min HaTorah, I'll sort myself out, because I'm going to be saying Rabbi Yisrael Abba Rabba. So Min HaTorah, I'm sorted out. But I don't want to lose Birkas HaTorah. So at least I gained Birkas HaTorah by asking a child to be Moitzi me. Is that okay? Have I gained anything or not? Right? So that's our Shaila today. Can I get a cotton to be Moitzi me in brachas? So we shall commence from the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah on Yud Tesamud base says the following: Akol Ksherin Likros Esa Megillah Chutz Mecheresh Shoite Bekoton. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekoton. Everybody can read the Megillah apart from a Cheresh. Cheresh here does not mean he's deaf and dumb. Why does it not mean he's deaf and dumb? He's only deaf. He can't read, right? So we're not talking about the normal cheresh who's deaf and dumb and's got them, yeah? So here we're talking about cheresh who can't hear, and the reason why he can't be moitzi is because you need to be mashmel. Oznai, the Gemara says, it's going according to the man da Omar, that when you need to say something such as Shema and Kriyas Megillah, you need to hear what you're saying. Therefore, since he can't hear what he's saying, he is potzul. Therefore, he can't be moitzi others, right? Shoite is not his bottom in our mitzvahs. And koton cannot be moitzi. Rabbi Yehuda says that koton is okay. Ask Tosfos, what type of koton are we speaking about? Are we talking about higia lechinuch, not higia lechinuch? Is this child of the age that he's now mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, or he's not? Right? So Tosfos says, if he's not higia lemitzvahs chinuch, so what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? This child is not chayev at all in Megillah. How can Rabbi Yehuda say it's okay to be yotze with a katan? If he's not igia lechinuch, But if he's igia lechinuch, why does the Tanna Kamma say that the katan cannot be moitzi others, right, in Megillah? Right? And the stima of the Mishnah is mashma not just in public, it's mashma a kolksher in likreis Megillah, but you cannot be yotze, even an individual, even a yochid cannot be yotze with a koton. So that's Tosfos kasha on the page. Yeah? So let's suggest the following. You know what? Chinuch, I'm sure you've heard of this debate, is chinuch a mitzvah on the child? Did Chazal say, Min HaTorah, young man, you're potter? But we come and get a mechayev you. We come and give you an obligation. Just like we have men and women, yeah, are both chayev and mitzvahs, the Torah came and said, men are chayev and more mitzvahs. Is that what Chazal did with chinuch? Or, no, chinuch is not a chiyuv at all on the child. Chinuch is just a chiyuv on the father to train his child so that when he reaches bar mitzvah, when he reaches the age of mitzvahs, it's not new to him. But it's not a chiyuv on the child. So therefore, mitzad the child, he's still potu. For the same reason. Why does the Torah hatter a child? L'chayra, the Torah patters a child because he doesn't have that. Right? That's why he's not responsible. He's not accountable for his own actions to a certain extent. Because he doesn't have the das. So why should Chazal come and say if we see in our Torah he doesn't have das to be mechayev him? How can Chazal come and say you are chayev? I don't have das, right? But if we say it's not a chiyuv on you, it's a chiyuv on the father, then it's very good. So if we suggest this, And that would explain the Tanna Kamma, right? The Tanna Kamma says, I'm sorry, yes, it's true the child is chayev. We're talking about Hegiya Lechinuch, but it's not an obligation on the on the child. It's an obligation on the father. Mimela, the child is potul. He cannot be moitzi others. And Rabbi Yehuda, we have to disagree with this, with this concept. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, chinuch is a chiyuv on the child. Right? And that's why Rabbi Yehuda, how that he can't be moitzi. So one could have suggested that. Comes along Tosfos and says, I'm going to prove to you that that's not true. I'm going to prove to you that a child is chayev. Why? Because the halacha is, the Gemara says in Brochus Kafum with Beis, that the Gemara brings a brisa, yeah, that a child can be moitzi a godel in Birkas Hamazon. Yeah? The Gemara says, how can you say the chayev? The Gemara asks a question, how can katan bar chiyuva? How can a katan who's not chayev min atayra be mighty a godel who's chayev in benchim min atayra? Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about whether godel, how much did he eat? He ate a shiur midrabanan. He ate only a kazais. Right? Min atayra, you have to eat kedei svia. Yeah? Kedei svia. Which is that until one's satisfied, right? Chazal umechayev, Chazal took upon themselves to be machmir to bench even on a kazais. So therefore, this adult now ate a kazais, right? And therefore, he is chayev in benching a boisai midra bonon. So therefore, the child can be moitzi him, right? The osim dra bonon, umafik dra bonon. Therefore, the child who's mechuyev in benching midra bonon can be moitzi the godel. So our sources, you see here clearly from the Gemara is not mashma that it's going only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara paskins like this, right? And that is the way we paskin. That's the way we paskin. Shulchan Aruch kuf pei vav. Siv Dalet, that a child can be moitzi a godel as long as the godel ate a sheer drop on, and that means only a kazais, not kedei sevia. Right? But you see that the child is mechuyev, and that's why he can be moitzi the godel. So what's the difference in Megillah that he cannot be moitzi? The child cannot be moitzi, even though Megillah is midrabanan. It's very interesting that none of the Rishonim say that Megillah has got a din of Divrei Kabbalah. Yeah, they don't say that the Megillah, you look at it as a Doraisa, because it's Midivrei Kabbalah. No, the Rishonim do not like that teret, because there's other proofs, we're going to bring other rayas, other examples where a child cannot be moitzi an adult, even in mitzvahs drabonon. Those other rayas are the following. In Birkas Krishma, as you know, in the olden days, there was the Shaliach Tzibur was moitzi the Tzibur, in Tefillah and in Birkas Krishma. There's a big machlekes whether you can be yoytzeh with Shema. Can somebody be moitzeh you in the mitzvah of Krishma, Kabbalah, someone with Shema, with Shema Koine? Some Rishonim, the Gro among them, wants to be medayik. Me'eimasai, what's the first Mishnah Rabbi Yisai of Shas? Me'eimasai koirin, plural. Yeah? Yeah? Here it always says, akoirin lemafrea. No, no, not a korin lemafra. Why do they say plural? Because each person needs to say Shema. Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemaim. It's similar to saying thank you. Moedim Drabon. You have to say your own thank you. You can't say thank you via somebody else. So the Gra and others hold that in Kriya Shema you cannot be Yotzev Shema Ke'oine. However, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is not like that. The Mogen Avraham and the Poskim Paskin, even in Shema, you say Shema Ke'oine. Right? Let's say somebody who can't say Shema for whatever, he's very, very ill. Yeah? So you can get, yeah? That's. If he can, the best thing, if he can say at least the first pasuk, he'll be yotzi to the mitzvah in Atayra, and then the rest, he'll get somebody else to be moitzi here, and the rest is a shaylo jabonah. But the Mishnah says on Chavdalid Amud Aleph in Megillah that the Hamafti Benovi, who poyeretz al Shema, interesting, we give the kibud of the Shaliach Tzibud, which begins in Prishas with Birkas Kriya Shema, we give it to the person who we're going to give Mafti, v'hu oiva lifnei ateva. That's Shmona Esre. V'hu noise eskapov. V'hu noise eskapov. What's that mean? V'hu noise eskapov. Sorry. And he, what does it mean? V'hu noise eskapov.
If he's a
kain. Right. V'im haya katan. Or if the child is the one who's reading mafti. Aviv or rabbi oivrin al yodoi. Yeah. then the one who davens has to be the father or his rebbe. Yeah, katan koyer b'tayru mitargim. Interesting. We don't do that. You can call up a child to the Torah and you can do the tirgum. Aval einoy poyres al shema ve'einoy over lifnei ateva. He cannot do shema. Yeah, and he cannot be over lifnei ateva. That means even if there's a tzibul there already, even if you're not relying on the katan for minyan, you've got a minyan already. The child cannot be moitzi others in shema, right? He cannot be moitzi others. Sorry, in birkas shema. Right, that's why you need his. You need an adult to go to the omelet. So what Birkas Kriyas Shema causes Mizrabanon, and nevertheless, you see from this Mishnah that you cannot be that child cannot be moitzi a tibul a gdolim. So that's a second indication. This supports the Mishnah in Megillah that a child cannot be moitzi a gadol. That's Mishnah on Chav Daled Amud Aleph. Lastly, we have a Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. To Pesach, you got a person who wants to say, needs to say Hallel on Pesach or Sukkot. So the Mishnah says the following: you don't actually have to say the words unless Mishayo Eved or Ishoi Koton Makrin Oisoi Oine Acharein Masha Oimri. If you've got the only person who can read who knows Hallel is an Eved Ishoi Koton. Yeah. Then if they're saying the Hallel, I have to repeat verbatim their words. The Tova Loi Me'eiro, and he should have a... I don't like this. What does that mean? A Chazal cursing or something?
He should be embarrassed.
He should be embarrassed, thank you. Im Hoya Godol Makre Oisoi, Oine Acharav Alleluia. However, if a Godol is reading Shema, the Hallel, then you just shemeko in there, but you don't say Amen like normal brochures, you just say Halleluka at the end of every posel. That is the way of the confirmation. Yeah, and you yotzim shemeko in there. So you see here, Hallel Rabbeisai is Midrabonon. Yeah? The only Hallel which could be Doraisa is Hallel on Korban Pesach. Yeah, some say on Pesach night. It's a shaila whether that Pesach night is a Hallel Doraisa or the Hallel that also said the Shas, the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. But normal Hallel is Avada is Midrabonon. Yeah, and the Mishnah says here that a Koton cannot be Moitzi a Gadol, right? So we've got a problem here. We've got, yeah, and the problem is confounded. Why is the problem confounded? Is that we don't have Rabbi Yehuda here in the Mishnah in Sukkah, and we don't have Megillah in the Mishnah of priest of Birkas Krishma arguing. Why does Rabbi Yehuda not argue? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, yes, you can, Birkas Krishma is Midrabonon, Hallel is Midrabonon, a Koton can be Moitzi? So those are the questions. So we've got the Gemara, we've got the Halacha of Birkas Hamazon, and we see there that as long as the adult is only Chayav Midrabonon, he can be Moitzi. And if the child is, if the but we've got other indications that the child cannot be moitzi a gadol even in a mitzvah drabonon. So says Tosfos, a famous Yisoid, it's called chad drabonon and trei drabonon. Megillah, how many times is it removed from the Torah? It's once, because the Megillah, let's say, look, we'll go to the mitzvah Megillah. Megillah, it's, I am a person who can, the Godol is a person who can be chayev in mitzvahs d'oraisa, but this mitzvah is drabonon, so it's just one stage removed from a d'oraisa, right? A child in Megillah is how many stages removed from d'oraisa, Rabbi Yisai? Twice. First of all, the mitzvah itself is mizrabonon, and second of all, even mitzvahs d'oraisa is never chayev. Right? Even the Raisa mitzvahs is never chayev. So he's twice removed. First of all, you need to zap him, we're going to be chayev you. That's number one. That's already Chachamim got involved. And second of all, the mitzvah itself is Rujabonon. A trei drabonon is not moitzi a chad drabonon. Right? A trei drabonon is not moitzi. They're not of equal chiyuv. And that's why a child cannot be moitzi in Megillah. That's why he cannot be moitzi in Hallel. Let's go to Hallel. A gadol is one drabonon. Right? A child, again, is two drabonons, because Hallel is drabonon, and he himself, even in mitzvah d'oraisa, is never so he's trei drabonon. That's why he cannot be moitzi in Birkas Krishma. Right. Birkas Hamazon, says Tosfos, Birkas Hamazon We're talking about the child, the adult ate kazai, so he's one drabonim. Says Tosis, and you know what? We have to say, although the Gemara doesn't say it, we have to say that the child, that the adult, that the child ate a kedei svia. Although the Gemara doesn't say it, we have to say it's talking about that the child, in, we want to make him only one drabonon. How are we going to do that? If he ate a kazais, then he's going to be two drabonon, right? Number one, he only ate a kazais. And number two, he's a child. So as Tosfos, we have to say, we're forced to say, he ate a kedei svia. So we're talking about the child ate a kedei svia, therefore he's one drabonon because he's a child. And the adult is one drabonon because he only ate a kazais. But Anachanami says Tosfos, if the child ate a only a kazais, then he's two drabonon. He cannot be moitzi a chad drabonon. Right? That is Tosfos shita. However, the Rambam and the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam does not give this qualification. Right? The Ram and the Shulchan Aruch, I read to you the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Vav Seif Dalet. Yeah. Kuf Pei Vav Seif Beis. Katon chayev midrabonon kedei lechanchoi. A katon is chayev in brikas hamozon kedei lechanchoi. Vahid the ben mevorich leoviv. When can the child be moitzi the father? Kshaloi ochal av kedei svia she'einu chayev lo midrabonon. We're talking about where the adult only ate a kazayis. He didn't eat kedei svia. Shulchan Aruch, which copies out the Loshon of the Rambam, doesn't tell me, hey, what about the child? Hang on, what about the child? What did he eat? Say no. As long as the adult did not eat a kedei svia, the child can be moitzi the katan. So there are two explanations for this. One is the Magen Avraham, b'shem the Yeraim, b'shem the... Not the Yeraim. Yeah, I think it's the Yeraim. And one... No, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. Why do I say Yeraim? Because the Yeraim wrote... Yeraim was Rabbi Lezer from Metz. He's known as the Reim. And there was the Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. He's got the same initials. So I was confused. He says the following. You know why a child can be moitzi? Because he can bring himself to become a chadrabono. It's like we have a oimed ligzois kegozuz domi. If something's oimed to be sheared, it's as if it's sheared already. Kol oimed lizroi kezorg domi. If since the child can eat more and thus come to chad rabbanon, therefore he doesn't actually have to do that. Therefore, he's already. You look at him as if since it's within his capability to do that, he can be moitzi.
The adult that's, also be. This, he also has that potential.
No, but at the moment he's not. So at the moment he's not. No. That's to be mighty. Since I can reach your level now, yeah. I don't quite understand. What does it mean? I can reach your level. At the moment I'm not. So I don't quite understand. But there is a Rekiva Ego says beautifully. He says it a bit different. Rabbi Isai. And this is again very nagia. If I eat a kazay, two anoshim, two men. One ate a kazais, and one ate kedei svia. Can the one who ate a kazais be moitzi in Birkas Hamazon and the others? The one who ate kazais is mishabonon. The others are minatayra. So how can he be moitzi? Yes, he can. Why? If I made kiddush already, can I be moitzi you in kiddush? Yotza moitzi. I can be moitzi you in the mitzvah, even though I'm not chayv in the mitzvah anymore, because I've done the mitzvah. Right? I can be moitzi you in Kiddush, I can be moitzi you in Avdolah, I can be moitzi you in Kriya Shema, right? According to those, you can be moitzi. I can be moitzi you in, thank you, in Shofar, even though I've fulfilled the mitzvah. Why? Because of Ireibus. Yeah? Why do I need to eat a kazais? Chazal said there's a special requirement in Jabonon, ve'ochalto ve'savato. Mishochal, he's the one, uverachto. Ve'ochalto ve'savato, uverachto. Chazal required that the one, to bench, yeah, is one who's eaten. You need to eat. So once you're chayev midrabanon, you're done achila. So really, minatayra, you don't even have to eat anything in order to be moitzi the other, right? You don't need to eat anything because really, I've got a rebus, I've got a responsibility to be moitzi you in your mitzvah, right? Therefore, the only requirement to eat the kazayis is because there's a special din in Brikas Hamazon that you can't bench, you can't say the word of benching unless you've felt a certain amount of satisfaction. So therefore, it says Rekiv Eger beautifully, If this child can bring himself, this child is mechuyev, right? This child is chayev. Therefore, it doesn't matter that he hasn't eaten a kadei svia now. He's like the adult, even though he's only ate a kazais, he can be moitzi the gadol, right? Because he's got a responsibility to be moitzi the gadol. So as Rabbi Akiva Eger says, same here, this child, it's true he's two drabonons now, but that doesn't matter. The two drabonons is like the adult only being chayv midrabonon. That doesn't, yeah? As long as I can reach where you are, then I've got a responsibility to be moitzi to you. Yeah? Really, the child, even if he didn't eat anything, technically speaking, could be moitzi the gadol, right? It's just there's a din you need to eat in order to bench for somebody else. So that's how Rabbi Akiva Eger learns. Rabbi, halacha lemaise, Mishnah Berurah is machmir like Tosfos, that the child can only be Mishnah Berurah. I don't know why he's so machmir, but the Mishnah Berurah, as opposed to other poskim, says that a child can be moitzi only if the child ate to his satisfaction. Rabbi said, let's just go back to our shaila, and we finish here. It will take us half a minute. Brocha Rishayna. Can a child be moitzi a gadol? Let's go to Brikas HaTorah or Brocha on the coffee. According to what we've learnt. Child, adult, Brocha on the coffee is how many drabonons?
One.
It's
got
one. How many? And child? Two. He can never be one. Yeah? He can never turn himself into one drabonon. Right? It's not even within his capability to make, because we're talking about a mitzvah which is always, always midrabon. He can never make himself into chadrabon, therefore he can't be moitzi. Right? He can't be moitzi. That's why poskim also say that a child cannot light the menorah on Hanukkah for an adult, even if he's a yael echinuch, because again, the same concept, he's trei drabonon, and the adult is only one chadrabonon. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing with me.